COMDEX, the giant annual computer trade show, is going on right now in Las Vegas, Nevada. Among the estimated 225,000 people in attendance is computer consultant Fred Davis. He says two of the biggest companies in the computer industry, Intel and Dell, are not on the convention floor.
What I think COMDEX is showing is that the big companies have the money to spend to do something else with the $1 million or more that it costs them to exhibit. And what's cool about COMDEX is to find the little companies and, you know, go off and find the emerging technologies, the stuff that, you know, people haven't seen that need the 200,000 people here to find out about them. Whereas, you know, Dell or Intel or somebody like that, we already know who they are.
Well, go find us one of those small emerging companies.
Well, I have right here, I'm actually standing in the booth of Eureka Technologies. They have a wireless multimedia solution for your home and sort of lets you hook up your computer and your television on the same network without wires. And here, I'll hand you over to their top guy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Isaac Levinon.
Levinon. I'm Noah Adams.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, sir. Tell us in 30 words or less what this system does.
It's a in-home wireless multimedia where the PC remains in the den of study and the TV remains in the living room, and we connect with them between them wirelessly. You'll be able to enjoy from the DVD movie, video, interactive DVD.
You can put a DVD player into your television and also watch it upstairs on a computer screen.
The other way around. You buy a PC which already have a DVD player in it, and what we're telling you is don't buy the DVD player for the living room, because we will transmit the DVD from your PC in the study or den to your large screen TV in the living room.
Okay. Could you also see the internet on the TV screen in your living room?
You can do that as well. Whatever you have on your PC, we don't care what it is.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hi, Noah.
Hey, Fred.
So, okay, now we're heading off over to InMotion, which are the folks that have this cool ePen, which lets you write on anything, your regular old paper, the back of your hand, or whatnot. And I've got Bobby Tota with InMotion, and they're the company that invented the ePen.
Hello.
Mr. Tota, this is a pen that you can write on the palm of your hand with, and what happens?
Well, what happens is it transmits all of the information into a small portable device like your handheld PC or cell phone or other electronic devices.
But is it still in handwriting form there?
It could be in handwriting, and there's a host of other companies developing text recognition software out there.
Okay, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Fred, show us one more final neat thing.
Okay, yeah, I'm now over at the booth of VCI talking with Paul Love. They have a very cool search engine called Search by Media, which is out at searchbymedia.com. And it lets you find the pictures, audio clips, and video clips on the net instead of the regular search engines, which just find text. Here's Paul, Noah.
All right, Paul, I don't really quite understand what he just said. Okay, let's say I'm a big Jimmy Buffett fan.
Right.
And I want to know about Jimmy Buffett.
Okay. You click on and you put Jimmy Buffett in. It will give you a picture of Jimmy Buffett. Below the picture will be an audio or video file that you can simply go into. You can have text, you can go to pictures, etc.
And how is it better than a regular sort of web-crawling device?
Well, a regular web crawling device, it's text. And through text formatting, it's very boring, tedious, and it takes you forever.
Okay, Mr. Love, thank you.
Hey, Noah.
Hey, Fred.
It's kind of cool. They pulled up here on their screen. They did a search on music on the Titanic, and then it pulls up the album covers for the Titanic and then all the sound bites of the MIDI clips and audio clips and stuff like that that are on the net. So it's sort of, you don't see text the way you would in a search engine. You see the actual pictures and the icons for the sounds and stuff.
I got it.
Pretty cool.
All right. One final question.
Sure.
If somebody could drop into your little tote bag there a handy, great little gadget, what would it be? And you could walk out with it.
Oh, boy, lugging around a portable computer is still an awfully heavy thing with its big power supply, and they've been promising us for 10 years a lightweight, networkable solution, and now with the Internet, we really need it, so maybe next year.
So the magic 2-pound keyboard, telephone, Internet-connecting small computer is not yet there?
No, it's not that there, but, you know, every year you see 20 people who are trying to make it, so it gets a little bit better. I think the closest thing this year was the web phone. There's one that you have a touch screen on and can do things, but it's still not an effective way to surf the web or get your email.
Okay, Fred Davis, thank you.
Okay, Noah.
From the COMDEX convention in Las Vegas, computer consultant Fred Davis. He's the author of Windows 95 Bible.